With conflicting news and lots of rumors about the situation of the highway leading to Damascus International Airport, Press TV team headed in a field visit to the airport. The flow of vehicles was ordinary, with the presence of some army checkpoints on the way to maintain security. However, the surrounding areas of parts of the highway, such as Beit Sahem and Aqraba, sometimes witness clashes and chasing operations. But Syrian army personnel said they quickly confront them to keep the highway functioning safely. Previously, foreign-backed militants tried to cut the road, but they were confronted by the Syrian army.
We were chasing armed men in the orchard surrounding the highway. Now the road is safe, starting from the city to the airport. We killed and arrested several armed men, but some of them escaped.
The sound of gunshots was heard and black smoke was seen rising from areas close to the highway. However, the highway itself was secured. The main highway of the Damascus International Airport seems to be completely safe. The army's operations of chasing foreign-backed militants continue on the outskirts of the city. The Ministry of Information also issued a statement saying the airport and its highway are safe. The Syrian Airlines also affirmed that aviation at the airport is running according to schedule.
I am a public minibus driver. Thank God, the road is safe with the efforts of the Syrian army.
The Damascus International Airport was secured and unharmed. Passengers were arriving to the airport and boarding to their flights normally.
The situation is normal. We left very early because there were rumors that there were problems on the highway. We arrived early as there was no problem. The airport is also safe.
Meanwhile, Damascus countryside continues to witness fierce fighting. Violence is ongoing in several areas there, mainly Daraya, Harasta, Douma, Hijera, Diabiya, Zamalka, and Erbin. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus countryside.